Have you ever talked yourself out of your own greatness? Here's what I mean. Have you ever thought that other people think a certain way about you, and because you think they think that way about you, that you then proceed from the lens of how you think they think about you? Don't let how you think others think about you change how you think about you. Now, I know that's a lot of words and thinking, so let me unpack it. Oftentimes, we have a fear of being rejected. We have a fear of being not accepted, of being perceived as a certain way, of feeling like an imposter, of feeling like a fraud. And the truth is, we spend so much time and energy worrying about what other people are thinking about us. And the truth is, they're worrying about what you're thinking about them. We're all worrying about what other people are thinking about us, and we're spending all this energy on worrying about something that's not even happening. Check me on this. How many times in your life have you had a worst-case scenario thought, a fear of something that was going to happen, something terrible, and it never even came close? 99.99% of the time, that's what really happens. So when we're thinking about this in terms of events, we're worrying about worst case scenarios. And then the event comes and it doesn't even come close, never even happens. That same experience that you've had is exactly what happens when it comes to worrying about what other people think about you. Don't let what you think others think about you change how you think about you. Because the truth is, people aren't thinking about you. They're worrying about what you're thinking about them. So oftentimes what happens is we get in our head thinking and viewing ourselves from the perspective that we fear other people are thinking about us. Oftentimes this is labeled as imposter syndrome. We're worried that we haven't done enough. We're not good enough. We're not qualified enough. We don't have it figured out enough, to the point where we're afraid that other people will, quote, find us out. We're afraid that other people, if they knew the real us, would discredit us, would call us out, would challenge us. And again, 99.99% of the time, it never happens. The trick, though, is that this thought pattern keeps us silent. This thought pattern makes us play small. This thought pattern makes us not take action at all. So what we need to simply realize is that success leaves clues. Think back to a time when you were worried something bad would happen, and you worried and you spent all this time and energy and you got anxiety and all these things, and it never happened. It never happened. And I know that you know that that's not a one-off scenario. This has happened over and over and over again in your life. Success leaves clues. The fact that the failure worry did not happen is a success. And the clue is that the thoughts that we create in our own minds are over-extrapolated. They never happen. So taking the success of that worry from events and using that to apply it to people about worrying what people think about us, knowing that that influences our actions and causes you so much extra stress, so much extra energy wasted, simply recognize and give yourself the gift that they're not thinking about you. I heard this one time and it's funny because it's true. We're worried that other people are judging us and all these things behind the scenes. You're not that important. We think everyone's thinking about us, but no one's thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. They're worrying about what you're thinking. They're worrying about the other things. So instead of staying stuck and taking no action or little action, playing small because we're worried about what others are thinking about us, don't allow what you think others are thinking about you to change how you think about you. Really look at what you have done right. Look at the skills. Look at the people you have helped. Look at all the things that you've done in the past. I'll give you an example. This is a true story. When I got into pharmacy school, if y'all know my story, if not, I'll pitch it to you real quick. I knew with certainty I wanted to be a pharmacist. So I applied to not one, not two, but three pharmacy schools, and I got rejected to all three of them. I reapplied the next year, and I was the dead last person to get accepted into my class of pharmacy. Well, throughout my time as a pharmacy student, I didn't tell anybody that because I was worried that I'd be a fraud, imposter. Who cares? Like, who am I to be here among these people? Well, after time went on, I told this story to one of my colleagues, and he did a double take. He's like, dude, you mean you did all this? You overcome these obstacles, you're president of our class, all these things, and you got rejected, you didn't get in, all these things? I'm amazed. Not you're a fraud, but the exact opposite. I'm amazed. I'm impressed. That's really inspiring. So the narrative started to change, and the more I started to share, the very thing I was afraid of actually became the platform for my first business. It was the piece that I was counting out that was actually the piece I could count on, because my perceived disqualification actually qualified me to connect with other people, because everybody else was worrying the same thing. But because I was willing to share that with other people, that gave them permission to feel like they weren't alone. That gave them permission to feel like, oh, this isn't just me. I'm not a fraud. I'm not an imposter. It's not that everyone else has it figured out and I'm here in the corner. There's others like me too. And when you share that vulnerability is actually the key to connection. Vulnerability is the key to connection. The very thing that you're afraid other people will find out is oftentimes the very thing you can count on to connect with others. The fear that we have of, oh, what if they found out about this and I don't have the... No one's got it figured out. And the things that we make up in our head are so depreciating on ourselves. Here's a question that may bring this to light. Would you treat the person you love most the way you talk to yourself? Would you talk to the person that you love the most the same way that you talk to yourself with your inner dialogue? And you'd probably say, I wouldn't treat my worst enemy that way. But we do it to ourselves, and left to our own devices, repeating these fears over and over, what we repeat, we reinforce. And this idea we have of how other people think about us, we now take that perception and then we put that on ourselves of how we view ourselves, and how we view ourselves, our identity, changes how we act. And that limits our action. That maybe even eliminates our action. So I encourage you, and really take a stand of checking in with yourself to say, how do I think other people view me? Because if you allow that to continue to fester, how you think other people think about you will then change and transform how you see you. And how you see you is your perception of self. It's your identity. And if that becomes a belief in your identity for how you view yourself, the strongest force in the human personality is the need to stay consistent in how we define ourselves. So for example, if we're worried that other people are going to view us as an imposter, we then think that we are an imposter. And if you believe your identity is an imposter, you're now going to play small. You're now going to be quiet. You're going to get excited and inspired, but you're not going to take any action. You're going to cut it off because you're aligning with your identity of, I'm an imposter, so I'm not going to do these things. This is a slippery slope that I see so often that I wanted to share it with you so that we can again bring this to the light. It's not that there's anything wrong with you, so hear me with this. What I'm sharing is not condemning in any way. It's simply a piece of awareness. Because if we take this realization and we stuff it in the darkness, well, if you leave something in the darkness, that's where darkness rules. But when you take what's in the darkness and you bring it to the light, light always wins. When we bring an awareness to something, awareness is the first step of change. And when we view it simply with awareness, not giving a meaning to it, not judging ourselves over it, But just bringing it to the light and being honest, we recognize that that awareness isn't us. It's simply an old pattern. When you bring an awareness to this, it's not you, it's an old pattern. So you dissociate, you break apart the thing from you. The thing is not you, it's an old pattern. So when you're viewing this, when you're checking in with yourself on this, don't use this to beat yourself up. Use it as a piece of awareness. Because the first step of change is awareness. And if you're finding that you're in a pattern of playing small because you're afraid of what other people would think or all these sorts of things, simply use it as a piece of awareness and celebrate it, because now that you're aware of it, you can change it. Because until we're aware of it, we can't make a change. All that to say, don't let the made-up stories in our head of how we think other people view us change how we view ourselves. This is such a common pattern. I wanted to bring it to the light so that if it resonates with you, you can bring it out of the darkness into the light, because light always wins. Approach this with just a dose of awareness, not condemnation, because that's from the enemy. This is just an awareness piece so you can shift towards the direction in which you want to go. I hope you found this helpful. If you did, share it with someone. This is something that keeps so many people trapped, so many people playing small. And in a world where we're chasing success of how we feel like we're being viewed, so many of us are unfulfilled, meaning we're not tapping into our full potential. We're not dispensing our full potential because we're scared of how others will view us. When you can really align with who you truly are, with your God-given shape, your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your passions, your experiences, and use those to become the best version of you, when you step into the willingness to be known for who you truly are and you unapologetically own your fire, that's when you ignite. That's when you step into your purpose. And when you live a purpose-driven life, that's when life really begins, because it's not about you anymore. It starts with you. It requires you to steward what you have. But when you shift the perspective and the focus, not about you and worrying, what will I say? How will I be perceived? But instead, who will I acknowledge? Who will I serve? Changes the game, because you shift away from success and onto fulfillment. Fulfillment. We are meant to fill others. And when you live a life that's driven by freedom to be known for who you truly are and fulfillment, focusing on how you can serve other people by growing, developing yourself, and sharing that with others, that's when you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. It's not about you, but it does start with you, and you do have the power to own your fire. So when we get aware of the things that are stopping that, and when we master the mind by just being aware of the inner dialogue that's keeping us playing small, that's when you can unleash. That's when you can step into the fullness of you. So use this, share it, implement it, so that you can change into being who you were called to be, into the next level of you, the real version of you. And here's something I want to leave you with. When you're looking to create a life that you're proud of, one that is fulfilling to you, it's not about becoming anybody. It's simply about undoing the patterns of the past, patterns that we picked up along the way from our circumstances, from our past, from other people. They're not you. They're old patterns. And it's not about becoming you. You're all you need, because all you need is within you now. And that's why all you have is all you need, because all you need is within you now. That's Holy Spirit as a believer of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So when you step into that, you recognize that it's not about becoming. You're complete in Christ as you are. It's simply undoing patterns of the past, because you are not your patterns. And this is one of the sneaky ones that can keep you playing small. So I hope this served you. I hope you can use this to move forward and live life on your terms to be a blessing for those that you step into, so that by owning this and using it, you can go forth and be a blessing. Ignite your light within, own your fire, and dispense your full potential. God bless.